Now, yesterday was the first day of the new rent rules coming into force here in this country. The law has been introduced by the government, which says it's necessary to increase the supply of housing. However, changes have been criticised by opposition parties who claim they will lead to significant increases in rents. The new law means that if a property is vacant, a landlord can set the rent at market rates instead of increases being capped at 2% as they are at present. New tenancies, on the other side of that, will have a minimum of 6 years of duration unless the tenant voluntarily leaves. The state's Residential Tenancies Board says it represents stronger protections for renters. With me to talk about this in our Tralee studio from the local perspective here is Paul Stevenson, of course, who's with Sherry Fitzgerald Stevenson Crean in Tralee. Paul, good morning to you. Thanks for coming into us this morning. Look, can you tell me first of all, what's the effect been on the local market of the introduction of these rules? Because we've seen already, whenever the government makes an intervention, things happen. We've seen an increase in eviction notices by landlords afraid of the new rules.
Good morning, Jerry. Yes, that's correct. We have seen a lot of new notices being issued for termination. I think out there, landlords are wary of the new regulations and maybe they're afraid that possibly things could change if there was a change in government going forward, and that whereas the new rules and regulations now have just landed, that I think there's a fear out there that they may change, you know.
In what way would they change? Is this be from some of the opposition parties who have promised 3-year rent freezes and those sort of initiatives to get a handle on the housing crisis as they see it?
Possibly, yes, yeah. And also I think the potential change to the, you know, that landlords on the in the old rules can sell, you know, can give notice and sell, whereas obviously going forward now from today, new tenancies, you know, it's a 6-year situation and that's it.
Yeah, okay. Has it led to any other changes in terms of available properties coming on the market?
Well, definitely, yeah. There are a lot more rental properties on the market at the moment, which is great, and obviously that's what the government want. So previously, in the last maybe 6 months or so, if properties were vacant, landlords could make the choice to either stick with the existing rent at possibly a 2% increase or wait until now, until March, and hold the property empty, maybe renovate it, do whatever they wanted to do to it, and then put it on the market now in March and get the market rent. So hence the improvement in stock at the moment, which is very positive, and that's obviously what the government wanted, or was one of the things that they wanted to do, and it has happened. So there's more choice out there for tenants now, and there is an increase in stock, which is really welcome.
Did you think that some landlords were waiting for this moment to say, look, I'm going to rent it with the new rules and I can set it at market rents?
Oh, they were, without a doubt. Absolutely, absolutely. Because especially if a rent was lower, Jerry, and it had been maybe a family friend or a family relation or a friend of a friend, and the rent had been lower, or tenants were there a very long time and they'd been very good tenants, whatever the case may be, and landlords were saying, you know what, they're great people, we'll let them be there and we won't increase the rent. And then if they moved out for whatever reason or bought another property or whatever the case may be,
yeah,
and then the option arose for them to let it vacant for maybe 3 or 4 months, do whatever renovations need to be done, because they're very time consuming these days, and yeah, then wait until March 26 and rent it at the market rent on the basis that the government rules are, you know, you must, you know, you have it in good shape and have it in good condition, you know.
Yeah, you can't just name your price though. You have to have proof still.
You have
to set your rate.
You have to have proof, Jerry. Yeah, you have to have comparable evidence. Yeah, which is fair enough as well.
Yeah,
and, no and different to a commercial situation or commercial lease. You know, it's yeah, similar.
You have to have 2 or 3 in the locality. You can show that's the rent being charged, being accepted, and that's it. There's also more transparency coming in, Paul, is there, for renters and for landlords?
Yes, yeah, there is. There's a new register, very similar to the property price register, a rental register, where all leases will be registered, and for tenants and landlords, it just makes life easier. They can check and see, and agents, you know, everybody can check and see what properties have been rented for. It's there in black and white. As I said, very, very similar to the property price register for residential sales.
So if you're a tenant, you can look at a particular area and you'll see what the rents that are currently being charged in that area are. And also, likewise, if you're a landlord, you'll be able to see that.
Correct, exactly. That's it.
Okay. Paul, look, a big question is this going to work? Is it going to lead to more properties on the rental market for people?
It has worked, Jerry, straight up, because there are, you know, and that's a good thing, as I said, and that's to be broadly welcomed. The reality situation is that going forward, what's going to happen is the properties that have got notice, I was watching the news last night now, and there was a huge development in County Wexford. There was a massive amount of houses that got noticed there, you know.
All at once. Yes.
And they were all done in the last few days.
Yeah, but that's prevented now under the new rules. That won't be allowed to happen again in this country. If you've more than four, you won't be allowed to do that.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you know, going back to your question, is it going to work? I suppose time will tell, Jerry, really, like everything. But I suppose the only thing is that previously government's intervention with the Bacon Report back in the day, and they've had some hairy moments, you know, so hopefully this will work. The stock, you know, needs to increase, and it has in the short term, which is great. The sales stock will increase as well because of the notice periods that have been given. So I would imagine there will be more property for sale later this year, because landlords are selling. They've decided to sell. It was an interesting statistic recently. I heard that the average age of landlords in Ireland is 61 years old.
Really?
Mm.
So that tells its own story in terms of pensions and how long people are willing to go with these properties and all of that. So 61 years of age, not a young market out there. Paul, final point, and it's a question we haven't got the answer to yet. There are other implications whenever the government step in and do something. I've asked a question to the Banking Payments Federation as to whether it's possible or will be possible to get a buy-to-let mortgage now under these new rules. Will the banks lend to somebody who's looking to buy a property if a tenant is in situ? Which will be, I'd imagine, becoming more common as someone looks to sell with the tenants in place.
Yes, yeah, that's a good question, Jerry. I would imagine the mortgage situation will be just as it was, that if it was, you know, there are plenty of people out there looking to buy investments. So if that's the case, then it'll just continue. Obviously, there's possible security there. From a banking point of view, if it's a new tenancy starting in March 26 and it's a six-year situation, you know, and the rent is attractive, then they'll lend on it, you know, if they're happy with it. As regards properties being for sale with sitting tenants, yeah, I could see that coming forward in the future. Yeah, it'll be an interesting feature of the market going forward.
To see if the banks have catered for it. We're asking them, do they have them now or will they have to develop them as new products? We'll see what happens. Paul, listen, thanks so much for talking to us about it in the programme this morning, giving us your perspective on it as well.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Paul Stevens there of Sherry Fitzgerald Stevens & Green in Tralee, giving his views, saying, look, there has been an increase of properties to rent because of the new rules that have come in, albeit it's at higher rents, yes.